द नेम ऑफ दिस चैप्टर इज डिस्कवर योर कॉलिंग एंड हेयर वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट दिस चैप्टर राइट नाउ. द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस ऑफ दिस चैप्टर इज गोइंग एज नाउ. लेट्स स्टार्ट. व्हेन आई वॉज ग्रोइंग अप माई फादर सेड समथिंग टू मी आई विल नेवर फॉरगेट. सन व्हेन यू वर बॉर्न यू क्राइड व्हाइल द वर्ल्ड रिजॉइस्ड. Live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries while you rejoice. We live in an age when we have forgotten what life is all about. We can easily put a person on the moon, but we have trouble walking across the street to meet a new neighbor. We can fire a missile across the world without pinpoint accuracy, but we have trouble keeping a date with our children to go to the library. We have email, fax machine and digital phones so that we can stay connected, and yet we live in a time where human beings have rather been less connected. We have lost touch with our humanity. We have lost touch with our purpose. We have lost sight of the thing that mattered the most. And so, as you start this book, I respectfully ask you, who will cry when you die? How many lives will you touch while you have the privilege to walk this planet? What impact will your life have on the generation that follows you? And what legacy will you leave behind after you have taken your last breath? One of the lessons I have learned in my life is that if you don't act on life, life has a habit of acting on you. The days slip into weeks, the weeks slip into months, and the months slip into years. Pretty soon it's all over and you are left with nothing more than a heart filled with regret over a life half lived. George Bernard Shaw was asked on his deathbed, what would you do if you could live your life over again? He reflected, then replied with a deep sigh, I would like to be the person I could have been, but never was. I have written this book so that this will never happen to you. As a professional speaker, I spend much of my work life delivering keynotes, addresses at conferences across North America, flying from city to city, sharing my insights on leadership in business and in life with many different people. They all came from diverse walks of life. Their questions invariably center on same thing these days. How can I find greater meaning in my life? How can I make a lasting contribution through my work? How can I simplify so that I can enjoy the journey of life before it's too late? My answer always begins with same way. Find your calling. I believe we all have special talent that we are just waiting to be engaged in a worthy pursuit. We are here for some unique purpose, some noble objective that will allow us to manifest our highest human potential while we at the same time add value to those lives around us. Finding your calling doesn't mean you must leave the job you now have. It simply means you need to bring more of yourself into your work and focus on the things you do best. It means you have to stop waiting for other people to make the changes you desire and, as Mahatma Gandhi noted, be the change that you wish to see the most in your world. And once you do, your life will change.